So let's just do a quick recap of this. So, fear-based motivation, running away from, is one of the primary motivations, and then the meaning-based, moving towards something, is the other way that we look at this. So, what are our clients being motivated by in any given moment will be, broadly speaking, one of these two, and usually a blended version where one of these motivations is in the ascendancy. In the early stages of recovery, in the early part of working with a client, remember to listen for the main direction and the blend of directions. Remember that this is natural and necessary, and do not try to stop it. So don't try to advocate a meaning centered towards direction inappropriately. Where your client is coming from is absolutely where they, in that moment, need to come from. Listen for the language and energy from them that is about the toward direction. This is important, particularly when they're in crisis. Often, if you are listening carefully, you will hear also the things that have meaning for them in the moment appearing too, as they talk about their challenges and what they're scared of. And these aspects of their lives are knitted in often to what they are scared of. Expect also that there is this blending. There will be a fear of losing something or hurting something that they care about, that has meaning to them in their lives as a consequence of what they're experiencing. So, and that might be related around close personal relationships, often is in fact, so family, partner, children, and so on. Remember to be a seed planter rather than trying to force something to be present. You really just want to be scattering little moments and seeds around meaning into the coaching relationship so that they can grow as time passes. Remember too that short-term problem solving is often very appropriate, and especially when linked to core needs. We have to meet our clients where they are, where they're at that precise moment in their life. And big picture, the meaning and life purpose can evoke the opposite response to the one you might expect if you sort of, if you like, try to force the issue and go for that as the major core of a coaching session. So just keep a balanced approach. On the other hand, it may well be that your clients find relief in thinking about the future, that it can actually quite quickly give them something to anchor to, particularly to get them through a different stretch. So if they want to and they suddenly show a real sort of willingness and a desire to move towards talking about the real deeper meaning of their lives and what they could do with their life once this period has passed, what they're learning and so on, that's great. But just remember to keep it integrated, to keep their feet on the ground, and make sure that we're always coming back to the practicalities of their lives in the coaching relationship, so that those practicalities can be linked more clearly back to this bigger meaning.